This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a number one show on the number one issue facing the United States of America right now, according to every poll. Americans are terrified of inflation, and they're feeling the impact of inflation, which is very, very real. Whenever you go to get gas, whenever you go to get groceries, whenever you try to do your planning for your own family, where does it go from now? People are making comparisons to the Carter administration, which went down in flames. I don't mean that literally. That's talking about the politics of the Carter administration, but you could say some of those flaming crashed helicopters in the desert when he had tried to free the hostages in Iran. That didn't work. But inflation during the Carter era was double what it is right now. Is the reduction of inflation something we can look forward to in the next few months? Some people are saying so. Many people are saying no way, not a chance. So Steve Forbes knows what he's talking about. He wrote the book on inflation. His new book, it's a massive bestseller, is called Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Steve, it's great to talk to you again. The market had a terrible day today. Is that good news on the inflation front?
No, and I think what the market fears that the Federal Reserve, the only way they know how to fight inflation is by what they call suppressing demand, having the economy slow down. And hopefully they hope it won't be too bad a recession, but they feel people are buying too many things, and the only way they think you lower prices is not by producing more things so people have more to buy so the prices don't have to go up. They think you do it by making an unable for people to buy things. So they want more unemployment. They aren't that bold in saying it, but they do want to slow down. And that's what they talk about, cooling inflation, cooling demand. It's bad stuff. You don't fight inflation by making people poorer.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. 1776 is our phone number. We're speaking with Steve Forbes, who is chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and co-author of the new book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. So that's not what you believe would be an effective way to lower the rate of inflation. Powell said
It would lower the rate, but it would do it for the wrong reasons. You know, when you have going out of business sales, prices are cut. That's not good.
No. Powell today was, I thought, surprisingly optimistic. He suggested that by the end of the year, we could be back down to the range of 5% inflation. Is that even possible?
Well, just think of what it was a year ago when he was talking about, oh, we're still striving to get 2% inflation. When Biden took office, it was around 1.5%. So if a year ago you'd asked him, oh, can you get it down to 5? The answer would have been, well, it's below 5 now. What are you talking about? So this man and his institution have been behind the curve from the beginning. And what I fear is that if inflation, of the way they measure it, goes down to 5, it's because the economy is contracting. And again, that's not the way to do it. If what they should be focused on entirely is a stable value for the dollar and starting to really get rid of a lot of the bloat in their bond portfolio. You know, the Fed owns almost $9 trillion, $9 trillion. No institution in the world has that much bonds. And so what they should be doing is selling those bonds and letting that capital flow into the productive economy rather than sitting on it at the Fed. So they're doing the wrong things, Michael, and they've they did write things in the past from the mid-'80s to the mid-'90s. They looked at things like the gold price, commodity prices, and that was called the Great Moderation. And unfortunately, Greenspan, the chairman at the time, lost sight of the metrics that he was using so effectively. And we got the crisis in 2000 and in 2008. But the Fed's done it sort of right in the past. But what they're doing now is just going to make trouble. And then we get to the next big thing is once the economy goes into bad territory, is the Fed going to panic and be under pressure to print more money again? It's bad stuff.
Okay, it is bad stuff, and we, as a nation, as individuals, and certainly as Republicans, we want better stuff. I know you believe, as I do, that it's at one point the Republican leaders who have a great chance of taking over both the House and the Senate in the upcoming elections.
Yes.
Should be talking about a constructive, positive, hope-giving series of changes that might actually help Americans where we live and how we live. What should be step one in a step toward recovery, and meaning something that you could actually do while Joe Biden continues to sit in the White House?
Well, in terms of sitting in the White House, I think one of the things going to happen when they get a thrashing in November, it's one thing to look at it in the abstract, but when you actually get walloped the way I think they will get walloped, it focuses people's minds wonderfully. So I think what's going to happen after November, there's going to be a lot of pressure from the Democratic Party to on the White House to make substantive changes. None of them want to have to pursue other job opportunities after 2024. So I think we'll start to get some change. What can the Republicans do? One thing they can do is pass bills. Maybe Biden will veto them, but pass bills opening up federal lands and leases, which this administration's been dragging its feet on. Passing tax cuts. With the economy in trouble, is Biden going to veto tax cuts? We'll see. And then hold hearings when you get these crazy regulations, like the SEC now is about to put in massive regulations on how companies run in the name of climate change. What the heck does the SEC know about climate change? It's bad enough that so-called experts don't seem to know much about it when it comes to policy. And so the SEC is going to be gumming up the works. So the Republicans can put obstacles there to stop that kind of bad stuff and highlight the positive things. That is increasing output, growing the economy, so people have more things to buy, and therefore we have more stable prices. Hello, what don't they get? We've done it before.
Now, you've come around on some economic points. I you are more positive toward the gold standard than you were formerly. Would that be accurate?
Well, I've always been for a gold standard. Maybe I've been more vocal about it now. But, politically, it's just not going to, given the state of the economic profession, it's not going to be feasible right now. But you can do what Alan Greenspan, the head of the Federal Reserve back in the 80s and 90s, did, which was sort of a semi-gold standard. He said publicly at the time, everyone forgets it today, but including the Federal Reserve, he said at the time he follows the price of gold because he thinks it's a pretty good indicator of whether you're doing things right or wrong on the monetary front. He looked at commodity prices and the like. So it was sort of, you might call it a half-baked, semi, whatever you want to call it, but he had a metric that he was using. These guys, all they know how to do is either rev things up by printing money or suppressing the economy by making things more expensive, by making the cost of money more expensive and creating unemployment.
Okay, we're going to be right back with more from Steve Forbes, the author of the very important and best-selling new book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. More on how to fix it and the chances. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, my great honor to be speaking to a great friend of this show, Steve Forbes, who is the editor-in-chief and the chairman of Forbes Media, but most relevant to our conversation of the moment, he is the co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. And Steve, again, people can learn so much from taking a look at your book. And it seems that right now, in desperation at least, wouldn't you expect some of the Democrats who were, as you said, as Dr. Johnson said, that the gallows doth wonderfully concentrate the mind. And Democrats are facing some gallows, and I'm not now talking about the Hang Mike Pence gallows on January 6th. American people are focused on more immediate concerns, I think, to a great extent. President Biden has written some really tough letters to oil companies. Is that the right approach to getting the price of gas down?
No, it goes hand in hand with what we discuss in the book, that when you get an inflation like this, is that the government, which is responsible for it, looks for scapegoats. I think I've mentioned in Roman times, they blamed it on Christians, medieval time witches. So they're always looking for scapegoats. And so going after the oil companies, the drug companies, the meat packers, the chicken producers, the railroads, truckers, shipping companies, whatever's out there, they're going to make a target. And the danger is that they're going to follow through on this with price controls. But I think it was an oil company, Exxon, came out, or somebody released figures about Exxon, that in the past 5 years they've invested over $50 billion, more than ever, in exploration in the United States and elsewhere, trying to produce more. For a couple of years, the company and a lot of other oil companies lost money when oil prices collapsed a few years ago. So the charges don't stick. And I remember the 1970s when we had a wild inflation and oil went from $3 a barrel, peaking at almost 40 before it was over. And again, it was the evil oil companies and this, that, and the other thing. So yes, it's scapegoating, finger pointing, but it doesn't get to the real problem, and that is government. In this case, the administration putting barriers up in the way of commerce, and the Federal Reserve gumming up on money policy, first creating too much of it and now raising the cost of money, especially mortgages, which are going to hit homeowners when those adjustable mortgage rates start to go up catastrophically later this year.
Which, again, is, I mean, that's already baked in. That's a given, right? And the president's
yes.
going to Saudi Arabia, and he's going to the Middle East. He's going to meet with Israelis and Palestinian leaders and the Saudis. There is talk that one of the things he might be able to do would get the Saudis to increase production to help bring down the cost of gas at the pump just a little bit. Is that worth pursuing, or are you one of those
folks?
Well,
it begs the question. First, OPEC does not have much spare capacity. Then, like the past, where they always could rev things up meaningfully, they don't have much slack this time. There is an energy shortage around the world because of what's happening in the world. So what this administration has done here at home in suppressing oil production, we could be producing, if they hadn't put the barriers in the way, 2 to 3 million more barrels a day. That would have provided immense relief. So you have a natural gas shortage. You have OPEC not having much spare capacity. And so as Hardy used to say to Laurel, that great comedic team, people should look them up, Laurel and Hardy. Hardy would say to Laurel, this is a fine mess you've got us into. And that applies to what the White House has done on the energy front and still doing. I mean, why is Saudi oil more sacred than American oil?
And the question about American oil would be, John Kerry says that we can't do anything that might actually increase consumption of fossil fuel, and which means that John Kerry, who is our climate change czar, seems to suggest that the price of a gas at over $5 a gallon is a good thing for the country long term. To which you
well,
say?
That's right. And it's so perverse. First of all, alternative energy sources can't even come close when you actually look at the numbers of what it takes to produce energy from these sources. The physics just aren't there to do it. And so every major advance in standard of living in the last 200 years has involved an immense increase in the use of energy, whether it was industrialization, railroads, cars. The Internet today is a huge and growing user of energy. The cloud, huge and growing user of energy. So if we want a higher standard of living, we have to follow the path of the past, more energy at less real cost. This administration has taken us the opposite direction, less energy, more expensive, and that is a catastrophe for the future, going backwards instead of forwards.
Let me ask you a quick question where I have been unable to figure it out, and maybe you have, which is Elon Musk, who is, basically people know that his world-topping fortune is largely based on the tremendous success he's had with Tesla and investing a great deal of money on the future of electric vehicles. Why would he be turning to not only Republicans, but Texas Republicans? He said he voted for the first time ever for a Republican, for Mayra Flores, who just won the congressional race in Texas. And she is a pro-oil, pro-fossil fuel advocate from South Texas. What's the deal?
Well, I think the deal is it's not either or. And Tesla makes a great car, better than that. What's amazing about Tesla, what Musk did there, is he turned out a better electric vehicle than American automakers, Japanese, Korean, Chinese, German automakers. He beat them at their own game in that space. But the auto industry has always been segmented. So you can have a space for electric vehicles, but they're not going to replace combustion engine, internal combustion engine. You're going to have both. And he will tell you he doesn't want subsidies anymore. So you're going to have a certain segment of the market. But California, which now wants to ban the sale of gasoline using cars in a few years, is preposterous. Again, you can have both, but let people decide what they want instead of forcing people, which is what this administration is all about. Force rather than relying on people's choice.
What a concept. In California, they don't have to worry because they'll have that high-speed rail built, I'm sure, by the beginning of the 22nd century. And so everybody will be able to get from Bakersfield to Merced in record time. Steve Forbes, in record time, check out his book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. It's always a pleasure and always worthwhile speaking to you, sir. When we come back, a Democrat, leading Democrat, mocks Joe Biden. Who? Why? We'll get to it on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. A show of support for Ukraine from the EU.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy met with President Zelensky in Ukraine Thursday as Russia's invasion continues. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi were seen in a video exiting a platform at a Kyiv railway station accompanied by heavy security. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The Bank of England raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point Thursday, shrugging off pressure for a bolder move to combat price increases that have pushed inflation to a 40-year high. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee voted 6-3 to boost its key rate to 1.25%, with the dissenters supporting a larger half-point increase. The decision came as the bank expects inflation to peak at more than 11% in October. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
One of the things we can say is that, look, when late-night comedians start turning on a Democratic president, they actually started a while before just now with Joe Biden, but it's particularly notable at this point in the ongoing collapse of the Biden administration. President is looking for good news. I mean, who knows? Maybe he will provoke some good news in the Middle East. This at a time when there is a brand new piece in the Hill magazine, Hill website, called Israel and Iran, 5 Minutes to Armageddon. That's a piece we're not going to take up within 5 minutes, but we will take it up tomorrow. There's also this, Stephen Colbert can be very funny. And first, he's funny on the issue of a president who seems to be badly out of touch. And no, it's not attacking President Trump this time. It's a Colbert making fun of President Biden. Listen, clip 17A.
In Philadelphia, President Biden stayed positive.
There's so much at stake, but the truth is, I've never been more optimistic about America than I am today. I really mean it.
I really mean it. America's never been better. They're selling ice all year round now. You want taffy, you don't even have to pull it yourself. And the Brooklyn Dodgers finally took home the pennant. The year is what now? Whoo, boy, that's a lot of twos. Ah, you got to be joking me, right? You're joshing me. You're giving me the business. That reminds me, got to watch tonight's Leave It to Beaver.
Actually, he's going all the way back to the 50s. 50s were a time of great prosperity and social mobility and building the interstate highway. And it was a Republican president, by the way, named Eisenhower, who won two landslides. And then Colbert goes on to mock Biden about his approach to the price of gas. This is 17B.
Most Americans are not feeling as sunny as Joe. One reason: the national gas price average is now over $5 a gallon. Biden has heard America's concerns, is putting major pressure on big oil. This morning, he sent a letter to the companies. Mr. President, I think we're past the pen pal stage. When your house is burning, you don't sit down and write, "Dear candle I left unattended." How dare you? This betrayal will not be forgotten. Sincerely, oh God, scream, scream, help, help. I am on fire.
Again, fairly apt and very much to the point. Not so much to the point, Nancy Pelosi, every Thursday she does a press conference, and I don't think she was asked about her recent appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race, where she was comparing styles of clapping hands with various drag queens. And she actually made the statement that drag queens stand up for what's best in America. No, she said it. But what she said at her press conference was relevant to one of our greatest current challenges that we're only just now coming to terms with, finally. This is clip 15.
Constraints that COVID has played. Look, we have the war in Iraq. We have COVID.
Okay, constraints of COVID, of war in Iraq. War in Iraq was pretty much before COVID. Really. Then there are the optimism, I guess you could call it optimism, of Joy Behar and the other intellectual giants on The View. They don't see that the Democrats might be in trouble. This is clip 16.
So, but here's what I would warn. The red wave is coming. Republicans are going to win the midterm short of something unforeseen that I cannot predict now.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
All the polling is suggesting that. It's the high gas prices, inflation, and I'm hoping...
Let's wait and see what the people voted. I understand what you're saying, but let's let people... Let's remind people it's up to them to make this decision, but in your...
Exactly. It's up to the voters.
Okay, let's remind them it's up to the voters to make this decision. And good. We just reminded people again. It's up to the voters. By the way, I hope everybody who's listening to me, I think it's terrific that people should vote in great numbers and come out to vote. That's one thing you can give credit to for the Trump administration is they produced a gigantic turnout of voters. Now, it's true, the majority of that gigantic turnout voted against him, but it's more people participating in politics, which, whichever side you might want to be on, is probably something worth celebrating. Now, will that mean that there'll be celebrations everywhere in Colorado when the one and only Representative Lauren Boebert, gun packing one-time bar and grill operator in Colorado, when she is returned to the Congress of the United States, as is widely expected. She should be in a safe district. But she has, for some reason, and I'm not even sure what the context was where she had this to offer, but she decided this was a great time for Jesus jokes. No, really. This is Congresswoman Boebert, clip 14.
On Twitter, a lot of the little Twitter trolls, they like to say, oh, Jesus didn't need an AR-15. How many AR-15s do you think Jesus would have had? Well, he didn't have enough to keep his government from killing him. So...
That was actually the congresswoman, and then there is Also this, in the midst of a worldwide controversy over a less than 2 second segment of the new film, which we're going to be reviewing its entirety tomorrow, the new film Lightyear. That film is being banned because, and in mostly Muslim nations, so far entirely in Muslim nations, though who knows what the reaction of the rest of the world will be. It's a kiss between two women. And it's not even an important plot point, but going back to yesterday, President Biden signed a bill which aims to expand access to gender-affirming surgery and to advance LGBTQ inclusive learning environments at American schools. Now, gender-affirming surgery is very expensive, and, well, here's what the president had to say. This is clip 13.
Advancing equality for liberation, for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals. That's what I'm about to sign.
Advancing equality for liberation, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals. That's what I'm about to sign. And does this mean taxpayer money made available or Medicare money for older trans people? And again, has this train already left the station at a time when there are even people who are not conservatives and never been defined as conservatives, people like J.R. Rowling, the author of the creator of Harry Potter, who speaks out against some of the problems of relying so heavily on gender surgery for the LGBTQ agenda. We will get to the same-sex kiss in Lightyear, the new Disney film, and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, from the world of sports, there is this. The George Washington University sports teams will no longer be known as the Colonials. The school said in an announcement yesterday that the Board of Trustees and a special committee determined the name Colonials can no longer serve its purpose as a name that unifies. The school said the process to change the name began back in 2019, adding that the special committee found that the Colonials moniker does not adequately match the values of GW and can no longer serve its purpose as a name that unifies the community. Additionally, the committee said that when the nickname was adopted in 1926, those who chose it lacked thoughtful university-wide consideration. The committee outlined why those who favored the nickname supported it, saying it was a term for those who lived in the American colonies before the U.S. became independent, and for those who fought for independence. Yes, I mean, this is basic. George Washington's greatest service to his country, aside from presiding over, as president of the Constitutional Convention, launching the Constitution, was winning our independence in the first place, where the British referred to the American troops as the Colonials. I mean, at least they could have preserved the term Continentals. I know that because colonialism is now considered such an evil and wicked heritage that you can't use that term. The committee said that those who opposed the term Colonials back in 1926, Colonials means colonizers who stole land and resources from indigenous groups, killed or exiled native peoples, and introduced slavery into the colonies. The committee said George Washington firmly rejected the term colonial, and the term itself was not used during the 1607-1776 colonial era, and it did not become popular until the colonial revival during the late 19th and 20th centuries. The board recognizes the significance of changing the university moniker, and we made this decision only after a thoughtful and deliberate process that followed the renaming framework. and special committee recommendation that considered the varying perspectives of our students, faculty, staff, alumni, and athletics communities. A moniker must unify our community. So what is the name? What's the new name? Oh, a new nickname will be unveiled before the start of the 2023. So they'll come up with something really meaningful like the Guardians. Isn't that it? The Cleveland Guardians have replaced the Cleveland Indians. And it's the Washington Commanders. Honest goodness. I understand that when people have things that evoke the Confederacy, there can be, basically having some kind of positive connotations for Confederate recollections. There's a brand new book, which is incredible. There's a brand new book that is an encyclopedia of all the Confederate generals. There are 426 people who are Confederate generals. You can read about all of them. It's a gigantic book, and it's endorsed by Professor Kennedy, who's the author of The South Was Right, and a number of other people who are taking a neo-Confederate position, but that's not this George Washington thing. Look, it's just very fortunate that no one has yet attacked the name of the university itself. Would they call it the George Washington Fathers, as in father of our country? The George Washington, you can't use landowners. You can't, the generals? Could be the generals. Or is that too much dangerous military association? There's also a different kind of political correctness that is laughable and a little bit horrifying. The president's going to Saudi Arabia, and I don't know if he's going to be speaking to his Saudi hosts about this. I kind of hope that he won't. But the headline in the Washington Post, in Saudi crackdown on LGBTQ expression, rainbow toys aren't safe. The Saudi government is confiscating toys, clothes, and other items bearing rainbow colors. It says evoke the well-known pride flag and promote homosexuality in children. Think about that. It's the latest crackdown by Saudi Arabia and some of its neighbors on objects and forms of art and expression that feature gay characters or is seen as promoting LGBTQ rights, including superhero movies not being shown in Saudi cinemas because they feature same-sex couples and hundreds of kites confiscated in Syria for their many colors. The superhero movie that they're talking about, which I believe they're talking about the new movie Lightyear. I've seen the film, the so-called gay kiss. It's not even a romantic kiss. Buzz comes home. The script does indicate that one of his colleagues, who is a space ranger and heroic, is married to another woman. And by the way, the space ranger who Buzz is collaborating with is black. And the new wife that shares a life together happens to be Asian. I don't know if that's of concern to anyone either. Our supervisory teams make the rounds of sales outlets and seize and confiscate products that contain symbols and signs that call for aberration and contradict correct nature and impose penalties on facilities in violation. So the post from the Saudi Commerce Ministry said they posted a video on Twitter that shows its officials going through stores and inspecting toys, backpacks, and other items to make sure they didn't have rainbow colors. What did they permit unicorns? Unicorns are not real. They do appear to. If you're going to confiscate toys with rainbow colors, would this only be in stores or would this be in homes and schools probably across the board. There is a great deal going on, and some of it is actually good news. There is a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about the Republican who flipped South Texas. And it says, after winning Tuesday's special election in Texas, Mayra Flores will soon become America's first Mexican-born congresswoman. And by the way, she's a Republican who's married to a Border Patrol agent. What a great American story, plus another piece of evidence that the Democrats won't win the future on demographics alone. The 34th District in South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, where the GOP has made many inroads. Some news reports say this swath of the Lone Star State hasn't been represented in the House by a Republican since 1870. That was still Reconstruction. Democrat Representative Philomen Vela held the seat for years. He won in 2020, the Democrat, by 14 points before resigning to join a lobbying firm. Ms. Flores will serve out the rest of this term, and it doesn't sound like she won by triangulating to the center. Quote, Washington liberals are killing the American dream, attacking oil and gas jobs and causing prices to skyrocket, she says in her ads. We must secure our borders and keep our families safe. She describes herself as a pro-life Republican and promises to defend religious liberty. As of the latest results, she won outright with 51% of the vote in a four-way race. Now, this is was a low turnout, and it's not an indication. This is a district that Joe Biden carried, the district she's going to have to be running in November to hold the seat after November. She'll be in Congress meanwhile, but she will have the advantages of incumbency, and it's going to be in a new district that Joe Biden carried last time by 16 points. Is it possible that she overcomes that deficit and wins the seat for a term on her own? I certainly hope so. She is a Republican rising star, and we certainly need more of that. So the very latest, which is causing a great deal of excitement and controversy from the hearings on January 6th, this coming up and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.